From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Two members of the U.S.-led coalition in Syria, one American, the other British, were killed in a roadside bomb blast, five others wounded. Meantime, President Trump says the U.S. is on its way out of Syria. The United States has more than 2,000 military personnel in Syria, 60 of whom have been killed since the campaign to destroy the Islamic State began in 2014. A senior United Nations official told the Security Council the situation in Gaza might, in his words, deteriorate in the coming days and called for civilians, particularly children, not to be targeted. Tabrouk Zerahoun is the UN Deputy Secretary General.
Israel must uphold its responsibilities under international human rights and humanitarian law. Lethal force should only be used as a last resort, with any resulting fatalities properly investigated by the authorities. We will therefore also continue to urge Israeli security forces to exercise maximum restraint to avoid casualties.
At least 16 Palestinians have been killed, hundreds others injured by Israeli forces confronting one of the largest Palestinian demonstrations in recent years along the Israel-Gaza border. Israeli military also accused militants of trying to carry out attacks under the cover of mass protest. Czech Republic extraditing to the U.S. a Russian citizen accused of hacking the LinkedIn website, stealing 117 million passwords. The agreement to send Yevgeny Nikulin to the U.S. came as Russia also requested his extradition for alleged theft from an online money transfer company. This is VOA News. The Kremlin has given marching orders to the so-called unfriendly diplomats from several Western countries in retaliation for the collective Western expulsion of Russian diplomats. More now from Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda.
Russia has now fulfilled its promise to retaliate against the expulsion of scores of its own diplomats from Western countries by doing the same in kind. In rapid succession on Friday morning, the ambassadors of countries ranging from the Netherlands to Australia were summoned to the foreign ministry in Moscow. They arrived moments from each other. The ministry says they were handed notes of protest. Several told Reuters afterwards that they had been given only days to prepare for some, but not all, of their diplomats to leave the country. It came a day after Russia announced it was expelling 60 American officials.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. Russia's conducted another test of the new heavy liquid fuel intercontinental ballistic missile Sarmat. The Russian Defense Ministry's newspaper said this latest confirmed system for the parameters of the stage of a pre-launch preparation and the initial flight of the missile. There were three missiles. These are part of the missiles of one of the approved military capabilities Russian President Vladimir Putin recently spoke about in an address on national television. Pope Francis presided over the torchlit Way of the Cross procession that was late Friday, reenacting Christ's crucifixion, all of this at Rome's Colosseum. Francis listened intently as the Good Friday meditations were read out of each of the 14 stations of the cross, recalling the stages of condemnation and the death of Jesus. This year, the meditations and prayers were composed by students in keeping with Francis's dedication of a 2018 to address the hopes and concerns of young Catholics. He spoke of hope that so many missionaries continue to challenge the sleeping consciousness of humanity, he said, risking the lives of those who serve the poor, rejected, the immigrants, the exploited, the hungry, and the prisoners. The Vatican estimated 20,000 attended that procession. Catholic churches in Colombia have donated a 250,000 communion wafers to congregations in neighboring Venezuela, where a food crisis has led to shortages of the holy bread. Venezuela's food shortages have affected churches' ability to get ingredients to make communion wafers. Venezuela's economic crisis, fueled by the oil production issues, have led to shortages of staple food items. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.